old Vaishnavi's mother loves her very much. She takes good care of her and handles her surprisingly well, considering she has no arms.
My arms were electrocuted off. I was working near electrical lines and water spilled onto the metal rod I was carrying.
She and her family have come to this Jaipur facility to receive a set of replacement arms. It is known locally as Bhagwan Mahavir Viklang Sahitya Samiti, but more commonly referred to by its most famous product, Jaipur Foot.
Nobody has to write to us. You just walk in. Immediately they arrive, they are admitted, they are given food, they are given all facilities, given limbs in 2 or 3 days, and they go back.
D.R. Mehta, a former civil servant, started Jaipur Foot after an accident nearly cost him his own foot decades ago. The months he spent recovering in the hospital put him in contact with fellow Indians who were not so fortunate, most of them among the country's poorest.
And losing a limb also meant losing the economic status. They ceased to be useful. They lost respect even in their house.
Sangeeta understands very well the economic burden a lost limb can put on an entire family.
Cooking food is a big problem. My husband does the cooking, so he often gets delayed for work or can't work at all. Sometimes we have to ask the neighbors for help. It's a big hassle. My husband only works about 2 days a week.
The workshop at Jaipur Foot hums with activity. An average of 50 people show up every day. Prosthetic limbs are tailored to them while they wait.
It's so satisfying. Personally, a person comes in, crawling. He gets the limb in a day or two, and for total, for no charge at all, and walks out. It's not merely a sort of giving a limb. It's also restoring their economic power.
Even patients who could afford other treatment options come to Jaipur Foot because of its reputation for quality.
I'm from Penang, Malaysia. When I was 9, I had an accident, a truck ran over. They couldn't save the foot. So I've been wearing a prosthesis since I was 9, and I'm 40 now. I came to get a new prosthesis. I've always been a dream to come to Jaipur to get a Jaipur prosthesis. So it's like a dream come true. Can't wait to get moving.
Jaipur Foot receives about a third of its funding directly from the Indian government. The rest comes from corporate and private donors. It operates limb replacement camps in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and in many of the world's most dangerous places. As for Sangeeta, it will take some time and practice for her to master using her new limbs to grasp objects. She says she looks forward to resuming work in the kitchen and to brushing her own hair. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Jaipur, India.